Ja bleef ze helpen.
In the shaila, you know, you don't make a brocha during a meal. Everyone knows you make a moitzi, all the other food is covered by the moitzi. Actually, not so simple. Chava says, "Dvoyim boim b'tuchas suda." If it's machmas suda, the Rosh Gemara is, why don't you make a brocha during the meal? Because the meal is based on bread. The lechem, although you make a moitzi on a piece of fish, you won't be yotza. Wrong brocha about them. The pshat is, the suda's lechem is the choshev the machel. The rye, the lechem is the choshev machel. You make hamotzi lechem and all. Usually a brocha, you say boire priadama priwait. If in the brocha you say more detailed, but as I said, it's a choshev brocha. You don't say fruit and vegetable boire priadama priwait. Very general. You meet very say. Thank you, boire shalom and hamotzi lechem mino. You mention in the brocha. You mention the word. That shows the chesed simile by boire priagoch and why. So the more detail, the more twat in the bracha is the more choshev bracha. So lechem is the more choshev bracha. That's the mefarad. And Chazal says lechem is the choshev the machel. Meneila, that's why you make hamotzi lechem and oretz. So you said the bracha. All the other food gets covered. Or the tenai is as we boil machmas asuda. So the Rosh Gemara is. The food in the meal is called the lafis zapas, to eat with the bread. Now you don't eat with the bread necessarily, but it's all a cheruk in the meal, yeah? The chiddush is even daisa, porridge. Moshe says it's a foolish thing to do to eat kigel, flour-based, porridge, spaghetti, pasta. It's foolish to eat with bread, says Gemara. Moshe says, kama tipshoi hani bavi, nama banama. It's bread and skeletons, it doesn't go together. Bread is based on wheat, so it's not skankish. And it's different, it doesn't go to, it's like a carbohydrate, bread and porridge is the same thing, it doesn't go together. It's a foolish thing, and nevertheless, so it's not accompanying the bread, nevertheless, the hamotzi covers it. Why? Because sof, it's machmas asuda, it's boim lelasvi, it's part of the meal. Oh, state mechaba as peirus requires a brocha. Peirus, unless you eat it with the bread, on its own requires a brocha. The reason being, it's not part of the meal. Bread, food requires a brocha. Can you talk about that yet? Unless in an unusual case, was mamash basing his whole meal on a fruit salad, that main course, different. Oh, but some of the stamp fruit, yeah, you go to a chasna and the table, onto the nasha peiri, make a brocha. The hamotzi does not cover the fruit in the meal normally, even if you have in mind, yeah. Even if you have in mind b'shalim, it doesn't help because it's not the right brocha for fruit. Yeah? It doesn't help because I've got in mind for the fruit. Our fruit is very great. So if you make hamotzi in any of the food, you're not yotza. So the fish and the potatoes are all the main courses of the meal, then the main are toppled to the lechem. Or the fruit is not part of the meal, yeah? And then the Mishnah says, who are the Mishnah says, kinuach, afters, yeah? Some people have got a menu, they say the compote is part of the meal, don't make a brocha. Every meal is a regular part of their menu. So as I'm minik, of Mishabur HaKishtaza, Mishabur HaKishtaza, Mishabur HaKishtaza, Afma Mekoyimu, Shinogu Lechel, Peres Mevushal, Bechol Suda. Every meal finishes with a cup. Says, nevertheless, you should make a brocha. They say a story of the Chavis Chaim, was Chavis Chaim, but they say a story of Chavis Chaim did make a brocha, maybe it was Chavis Chaim, that's what they say, that story. This is that story, which says Mekoya, he did make a brocha, in his late years, he decided that he's Chavis Chaim. The Baal Pashim Mishabur HaKishtaza, so we can pass it from a story. It's not machmas asuda. It's the kinuach. So who then you have like so fruit requires a brocha. After requires a brocha. You have a chocolate.
Ice cream.
Yeah. All these things require brocha.
Pears with bread doesn't really help.
Huh?
To eat a pear
with
you can't
pop
with bread doesn't help.
Yeah. Eat with bread.
Doesn't help.
Yeah. Eating with bread doesn't help. You've got to say it. But it's an interesting point. Eating with help. That translates. The other food, the fish and the potatoes and the kigel and the soup, all the main courses. There's no need to eat bread. The mice, all part of the meal, and even if you have your bread at the beginning of the meal, have no more bread, it's all part of my bracha. The other thing, if you've got a shaykh with bread, the interesting thing, he says here, Mechaba says, if you eat a tchel of a soif with bread, beginning and end with bread. Beginning and end, make the middle without bread. Start with bread, says the Mishabura, it only helps tchel of a soif if it's the lafis, for the course, yeah? If it's the kinuach, it doesn't have to do the whole thing with bread, yeah? He says, "Let you absolutely successfully to the tchil of a soap is mentioned, you've got a page in the middle of the meal. So you have the beginning with bread at the end, the middle without bread, so you've got bread at the beginning and the end, so it's like, becomes koffel. Some of you have a kinuach, may those people want to machme, and those people say, I'm not sure. Then we say, get out to make a bracha, yapuk, I'm sure you make a bracha. And the choshesh, you have just part of the meal, so you want to get out the shayla, eating with lechem. So you have to eat every bit with bread. Every smooth, yeah?
Yeah, but not Shabbos.
Kompot
is a bigger Shabbos.
What are you saying?
Kompot
to
Shabbos is a
halachic thing. Okay. Maybe that's it. That's why in the bells of Chassidenberg. I'm saying the Bishulim bring it. You Shabbos, you say? The Bishulim says that the Bishulim says that the Derech can make a bracha. Yeah. If you want to be machmir, you have to eat with bread. Yeah. If you want to be machmir, you make a raw pay, take a separate pay, right? Oh. But because that's how long. Think the kinuach. Even busily, some snacks are not part of the meal, yeah? Cake, maybe. Cake is a cake to Mishnah. Cakes to Mishnah together. A lot of our cake is sophic lech. A lot of our, what we call passive over kissing, maybe it's got a difference. Maybe probably the Mishnah could be, you don't make a block.
Busy is fried anyway, sir. Busy is fried. Kissing,
you'll see this. Stomach was my ear's a bit blocked. I'm putting olive oil in the eel to kill the wax. Hasn't had an effect yet.
Busy is fried.
Fried, yeah.
I'm making a block, though.
Yeah. We are busy making boxes, snack, yeah. Cake is different, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Pasha's busy is Friday, you're right. Now, very important din. Now, Mishua says, in Eino Chofetz Lecho Pas, Ela Ochel Ma'ak Pas Lele Poitrom, Kosva Chroinim, Yesh Nistapik in the world. No, you're kidding. Someone mentioned about Shaila, I'm not sure, well, I just washed, right? Get out of the problem. I'm not sure what block to make. Says Mishmur in Santa Locha, if a person doesn't genuinely want to eat the lechem, he's only eating a bit of bread, a bit of pakamach and a brocha, he's also made it work. So shout it, that's a posh it. So he actually stopped. And then he says, Chol Shkein im Oichel, or maybe not, the sad maybe not, because you have had bread. He says, Chol Shkein, because you're a pocket with his eyes. Oh, Ulai, since you're convinced it does work. But he says, Chol Shkein, less than his eyes, even worse. It's a very big shout. Even a kazayis of bread, if you now don't want to eat it, you should strengthen the chol. I eat some bread just to be, so I mean, I want to have bread, grace. I don't want to have a shower broth. That's a portion. Now, kazayis of bread, you could say, well, I've decided I want to have lechem. Pochus mekazayis is a very serious shayla. If you don't have a kazayis, it's not called the shus lechem. So, and the most fine shaka machlia, as a kazayis could be worked if you don't really want it. A pochus mekazayis, it's a starker svar to say that other food does not require, does require bracha. The reason being, it's not a shulis lechem. You can't bench. The whole svar is, why don't you make a bracha on all the food in the meal? Because the bracha of lechem passes the other food. Obviously, it's shulis lechem, you don't get benched, you don't get benched. It's shulis kazayis, yeah. Kazayis is not very much. But it's like kazayis, half a slice. Oh, now, Mela, and not only that, another important point, a kazayis has to be a chiz pras. Everyone knows that matzah, you have to eat the name of his press. It applies to every meal you have. If you start saying, it's not so common, because kazayis is not, it's less than you think it is. Half a large slice of bread, what is a kazayis? If for some reason someone makes a mozi, as much as a little nibble of bread, like a corner, and then 10 minutes later some more, so maybe during the course of half an hour during the meal, he's had a kazayis of bread, but the mice is very spaced out, more than a his press. And just let me know about matzah. If you eat matzah spread out over that's a bigger shear, a quarter of an hour, zikha and more chiz pras, you're not yotze mitzvah matzah. Who I didn't, you've not had the kazayis of lechem. Meila, it's a shayla chamura. If someone makes a mozi, and that's always eight of a kazayis, it's not a chiyuv gavur. There's always a din lechetchila, it's an hogot of a kazayis straight after. It's not a chiyuv. The chiyuv is, you mustn't talk or make a hafzik before you swallow some bread. If you talk, then I have to make a new bracha. Then you say some blonde tail, yeah? It's raining outside, yeah? If it's due with the meal, you say, can you feed the dog? Okay. And you'll ask either, or through the meal even. Bring the spoons in. Even if it's not mamma's fair, obviously do with the meal at least. Then but the opposition has to. You talk, and even one word which is not relevant to the meal. Then you made a hafzik and you've invalidated your bracha. You repeat that mozi. So it's very, and the Jew says it's not machaveh. Don't talk. I lo yasiach ben abrocham. The Mishmur says it's a lashon here. Lo yas brach lachila, brach lachila, and lachila means leiach. So you finish swallowing and swallowing it. It's a very big shayla. And if you talk while you're chewing, it's a big shayla. But the Eved, he's got a Tzoygol Shai Tzokhin. The Ikka Bracha is not on the chewing the food, it's on the swallowing the food. So maybe most people know you can't say, Hamoychilechem and Oretz, it's raining outside, because one would say it. You might say, well, I put the challah in my mouth, and I'm bursting to say something. So I don't want to talk with Hamoychi, so I put the bread in my mouth, and I say, I want to say. Problem is also a big shy, you haven't swallowed it yet, the broth is swallowing. But the Eved, if you chewed it, you had some taste. Is Yechem Ulismet. But Zichat, the Chatchila.
How much?
So if it got there, and as long as you swallowed some, then your broch is bad, no issue to talk. But you bring, Mishua brings, the Chatchila, Toiv Sheyoy Chotchil Shekazayas. Ain't Toiv Shekazayas before you speak. Uh-huh. Or the nice is Toiv Shek. And what, I think one of the reasons given is, it's just to make sure you have a Kazayas. Because if you have a Kazayas now, but during the course of the meal, you have to have a Kazayas at some point. Yeah? So you might ask a question. If you have a lesser kezayis, a piece of fish, how can you not make a bracha on that piece of fish? Yeah. We're saying only a kezayis of bread patterns of the macharim. I think the Torah of Chayra, that only says only toast not a chiyuv to have a kezayis straight away. Since in the course of this meal, you will be, how much fine you said first, in the course of the meal, you will have a kezayis. But maybe this is called a bread-based meal. Memela, the bread is the chosh of all of the food, is exempt from bracha. Imagine if you don't have a kezayis in the meal, it's a dover a very shaila chamura. First of all, Mishmur says cholshkein, they say cholshkein is a suffix, but could be a tad to say, Mishmur says, even if you have a kezayis and you don't genuinely want to have it, you just have it and be yotzis and not to have to make a bracha on the other, it's also shaila. Even if you have a kezayis and you just have it just to, you sort of force yourself that bread because you think it's better, I don't have shayla with brochas, that's also shayla, but that shayla is easier to make and say, well, I've decided I don't have bread.
I'm about to
want
to wash.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm just going to have off. Imagine less than a kezayis, there's a big smell to say it doesn't work, but you have a meila. So, first of all, if you don't have a kezayis, you'll be eating without a brocha. If you don't have a kezayis, b'chderach pras, again, it's not a kezayis, not a loaf of bread. It's probably half a slice of it. It's less than you think it is. But if a mice, you only didn't have a kezayis, then all the food you had in the meal, there's a big tata you're eating below brocha. And also you're benching, it's brocha vatsun, you're not at the bench. You've had bread, you might have a wash after bench now. You wash, and brocha, you ate every food you don't wash after bench. But you're not out of the bench, you don't have a kezayis fast. Mainly, there's a tata saying the prima godime, if you had severe, it might be different. But how to the savod severe at more? People go, is it sad to say? If your man was full up, so you've got severe, so severe is different. You don't need a chiz pass. The nice you become full up. Now, that's also not shad. Is it sad to say? If you reach a maximum of severe, then even if it was spaced out, you can bench. Pasha has to be from the left, okay. But not the severe, from, at least, and that's also not a portion. You've got to have at least 6 hours of bread. Could be the chal to the savata, the bread is actually, the sevia is other food. Although, you don't bench other food, the benching also comes to other food, but the Torah is only mechayiv to bench a bread in a meal. See, it's just like the bracha l'shoina, that amotzi patters all the other food, similarly the bracha achrein, yeah? If you say bichs hamozen on fish and potatoes, you won't be yotza. Kazu will tell you the same smell again. Since the bichs hamozen covers the bread, if it's a bread-based meal, one kezayis of bread, all the bracha l'shoinas, not for afters, but the main part of the meal are covered by the moitzi. Bichs hamozen also covers the other food. But if you're not meant to make bichs hamozen, because you have less than a kezayis in total, a whole meal, or you did have a kezayis, but the kezayis was spread out over a long time span, more than a chiz pras, so you're not allowed to bench. If he did bench, the bench is about taller, and he still got to make a bracha on the food, and all the food is a bracha shayna. Remember, it's a very stark eitzah konsechir. It's a very, very worthwhile eitzah tova. Like a tchil is very long. To have a kezayis to that motzi. Because it's a chir, most people probably anyway have a kezayis to that motzi. You have a piece of bread, a kezayis. But if you're in a hurry, so you're in a hurry, hey. All the women have make a motzi and run to the kitchen to bring the food or whatever. So it's a tova, very, very. It's a mishmur says a chatchila. Any mishmur says you should do it anyway. A chatchila. Al pi halacha, it's brought a mishmur a chatchila to have a kezayis straight away before talking even. Don't even talk before you have kezayis. And that's a yeshiva chum. That I don't know halachic reason for that. Not to talk. A chatchila, don't talk till you have a kezayis. If you're aware of the halacha, you realize it could be very unfortunate consequences if you forget to have a kazai at the beginning, and then you get involved with the other food, and you have some more bread later on. So during the course of the meal, you may have had half a slice of bread, and nibbling at a piece of bread at 5 minute intervals. Each few minutes, at the end of the day, you're like, is the end, it's not a bread-based meal. So all your food needs a bracha. Mela, it's still a kazayas, you know, you're just covered the kazayas, you don't have any more yet. So it's not very much a kazayas, you understand, it's a chiddush. The vast majority of the meal is other food. And one kazayas, he says, by Shabbos Yontov, everyone agrees, doesn't matter. Shabbos Yontov, even if you don't want to have it, you're zikha chosh, understand? Even if you've got time to say, if you just sort of, you're forcing yourself that bread because it's better to wash whatever, then you've got to show maybe you're not sure what bracha to make. Yeah? I think Dan Krause in his book has got a certain series, he once wrote up as a Suffolk, only during the meal. He told me, I had karate, he might have to wash especially if it's a pattern. I've got this series, I've got this puff sweet, I'm not sure, but I'll wash. Not supposed to. If your mamas don't want to have bread, and you strength the chon to have bread just to get, not supposed to. Okay, man, sir, if you have a kazayas, you can always say, I've decided to have it. You have to change your plan. You can always say, I've decided to have it. I've less the kazayas, it's not a chon. Mela, it's not straight. A Shabbos Yontov is always alright. Shabbos Yontov, even through the shlish in the winter, you're not particularly hungry, and you also strength the chon, you're sort of forcing yourself a bit to wash. It does cover the machalim. Because Shabbos Yom, the mitzvah of lechem, makes it choshev, yeah? Shabbos Yom is the proper chiz of lechem, yeah? Meila, you got to chas, you want to wash maybe also. Since the mitzvah, you got to shave box. Why are you washing? It's pasach to wash, maybe you want to wash. Basically, shave box, not the same as the Shabbos. Also, you've got to know, if Shabbos Yom is definitely just in faith, all right. Shabbos Yom, and then they're a mitzvah lechapa is zichatofel. But it's not Shabbos Yontov. If you feel like you're forcing yourself that bread, it's not advisable. But Shmuel advises to make the bracha separately. It doesn't. Shmuel doesn't say make a bracha on other food. It's suffic. So if you wash and you feel the bread's a bit forced, you've got a problem. Really, you should make the bracha before. Don't wash at all. If you are going to wash, make the bracha of the food before and avoid the shayles. Yeah. But if you do have a kazayas, it's easier to understand. You can say, I've decided to eat bread now, and this is now a bread-based meal. But less than a kazayas, it's hard to justify. How can we get? So one of the present-day svarim wants to say, a present-day Talmud Chacham, without disagreeing with him, he wants to say, about Mishra starts off, you don't want to have bread, and you have bread as a shayla. And Cholshkein, if you have less than a kazayas, he's learned the Cholshkein is a kazayas if you don't feel like having it. And Cholshkein, if you have pochus mikazayas, or you don't want to have it. So he wants to medayek, or if you want to have the bread, even if the kazayas is alright. Probably because it's not a kavachomer, yeah? What's a kavachomer? Even a kazayas of lechem, which is a chosh amount of bread. If you sort of feel you're forcing yourself to have it, just to get out of making the brachas, it may not work. Cholshkein, half a kazayas. If you're forcing yourself to have it, you're not forcing yourself, it's not the same. But now it's not posher. You could think of the Salami Shabura, half a kazayas of bread, even if you genuinely want to have it, is worth the kazayas you don't want to have. You with me? Even it's better in one way. This machab wants to say, as long as you want to have bread, I want to have a meal of bread, I want to have half a kazayas of bread. That's my bread for the meal. So this the Chabad Chacham wants to say, if you genuinely want to have half a kazayas, it's called a bread-based meal. And you don't drink a bracha on other food. And I'm disagreeing on this. I think I'm about looking to the shveres for it. The premise is, even a kazayas, which is a hush amount of food, if you feel you're forcing yourself to have it, and you don't really want to have it, why are you having it? Because I'm not sure what bracha to make on the cereals I'll wash, is a shayla. Cholshkein, a half a kazayas, if you want to have it, you take one. But half a kazayas is lacking the whole kashivas of the suda. Meira, it's a double chumma. You may eat a tova kazayas, and remember, kazayas means kdechias press. So eat a tova straight at the motzah kazayas. Anyway, chetchila you should. And now you're in the halacha to see how important it is to have. Then all the food is covered. Which food is covered? All the main courses of the meal. But again, not the sweets and chocolates and snacks and fruit. All that requires a bracha. Yeah. And according to Mishmuri, even kompot, also eating regularly, requires a bracha. Ice cream, things that are called what's called kinuach suda. afters are not, not bought the hasbiya. Anything which is hasbiya, which is to fill you up, even the Lashon Gemara is lelafis apas, and Shittas Rashi, Rashi and some Rishonim say, the porridge needs a brach and a meal. Cereal, why? It doesn't go together with bread, like I said before.
Oh,
something. A vaza says mapu should make a block of fruit. Someone said d'urv is a hat of legaratav. It's made to, it's fruit. Fruit normally requires a blocker. Someone said if it's made to, someone said like a grape. Some things make you. It sets the gastric juices flowing. Get a good appetite. But saying the vaza's mapu says no. Vaza says no. So you should make a blocker. If you have fruit in the first course, like d'urv fruit. You should make a box. It's, I mean, it's not possibly make them. If I had an 80, you can have it with lechem as well. You can, again, lechem again, even also then you force yourself. Even having with bread as well. If you force yourself, don't you? I'm not sure, should make a book of my dirt, so I have it with lechem. If you like it, I like it. I don't mind pineapple with bread. If you don't like it, again, you're forcing yourself a bit of child. That work really, it's not really lechem. Okay, but hors d'oeuvres is a shayla.
Fist
with it, it's not so posh, yeah. Mark with dermic also. It's not so posh. Before you wash, take a break of broth and you're done. If you see what's coming, gross and noilud, before you go to the shave block, before you wash, take a pain and make a broth and you're covered.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, right, there we go.